Hi, this is Jeffrey Hoppe. Welcome to the Abundance Clinic featuring Adamas St. Germain. We filmed this at the Crimson Circle Connection Center in Louisville, Colorado. You're welcome to distribute Adamas' Abundance Clinic, include it on your website, or use it as a part of your work, as long as you use it in its entirety. To stay consistent with the energy of this Abundance Clinic, it must be offered free of charge, including any language translations. For more information about Crimson Circle or this Abundance Clinic, go to crimsoncircle.com. Now take a good deep breath, sit back, relax, and enjoy Adamas St. Germain's Abundance Clinic.
I invite each of us to be in the flow of this now moment. The breath, the deep and conscious breath, is flow. The flow of energy, the flow of air, of life, of all that each of us are. So please, in this now moment, whether you're sitting in this room or you're at any point listening into this, no matter where we are, breathe into this now moment. Because that's all that matters, is our breathing and this now moment always. So breathe and flow. Breathe and invite Adamas in close if you choose. Breathe with all that you are, opening and unfolding in this experience, in this now moment. Breathe.
I am that I am, the eternal Adamas. Let's continue with our Abundance Clinic. Let's come back to perceptions, or actually, what are really misperceptions? Linda will need you at this writing tablet once again.
My pleasure.
We've talked about consciousness and the fact that you are consciousness, you're not energy. We've talked about the fact that there's energy everywhere, all around you. Energy is not just things that are physical or things that blow up, but there's energy in forms that you're not even aware of, but yet it is serving you. It's here, always available. It's attracted by your passion, attracted into your life by your passion. It's really not given out by others. There's no angelic council of abundance that decides whether you're worthy or not. God actually doesn't care one way or the other. Sorry, but does not care if you're abundant or not. Your soul really doesn't care like the human does, because to the soul, you're just going through a rich experience no matter what it is. The next and final misperception, and perhaps the most important one for you to consider, is when you say, I am not abundant. You actually absolutely are. So that's the I am not abundant. I hear that from so many of you, said in different ways. I don't have money, I don't have this, I don't have that. But you're really saying, I'm not abundant. And therefore, that's exactly what you attract. You actually attract an abundance of lack. You think in terms of abundance is just perhaps wealth, or maybe love or friendships or things like that, material goods. But every one of you is abundant, perhaps not in the way that's most comfortable to you as the human, but every one of you is abundant. I have those that come to me, talk to me at night or while driving down the road, or just cuss at me and say, Adamas, I don't have a job. I'm not abundant. And I say to them, but they can't hear very well at times, I say to them, you have a tremendous amount of abundance. You have an abundance of time, particularly compared to those who have jobs that have to work a certain number of hours. What do you mean you're not abundant? You're tremendously free. You don't have to go into work at a scheduled time every day. You've got the whole day wide open to yourself. That's tremendous abundance. Actually, the thing that I would consider one of the most valuable of all is time. Time. And those who aren't working have plenty of time. There are those who say, Adamus, I have a physical ailment. I have some disease or disability. I say, you have an abundance of lack of physical health, a tremendous abundance. What an experience to have this abundance of physical issues. Maybe it's not what you want anymore. Maybe you're tired of it. But also, I ask you, and you're always not so happy, I said, maybe you're using that as an excuse. Mm-hmm. Oh, do you get mad at me about that? You have an abundance, whether it's an abundance of love from others or an abundance of no love from others, an abundance of love from yourself, or perhaps an abundance of no love from yourself. But whatever it is, it's an abundance. You got a lot of it. Maybe an abundance of pain, an abundance of doubt and confusion, but you always have abundance. So let's get over this whole thing of saying, I'm not abundant, or I'm not wealthy, or I don't have a lot of energy. Oh, no, no, no. You have a lot of energy. You have a lot of abundance, and maybe it's freedom or time or lack of responsibility. A lot of you who aren't doing anything and complaining about it, you don't have a lot of responsibility. You can kind of do what you want. Let's get over this whole thing of saying that you don't have abundance. You have a tremendous amount of it. It's really more of a matter, where do you want to channel that abundance? Where do you want to direct that abundance into your life? And you, as the soul being, can actually do that. Where do you want that energy going into? And I come back to one of my opening statements. If there's something in your life right now, must be serving you. You must want it there. Otherwise, it wouldn't be there. Nobody else is putting it there. Nobody else is forcing you to accept something that you think you don't want. So you have a tremendous amount of abundance, but where are you going to channel it? Where are you going to put that energy? Now, that's putting some of you on the spot here. And I hear you starting to say, but Adamus, you don't understand. I do understand. I understand that you're involved in a very interesting and deep and emotional game of some sort. That's why I said before, what would life be different like if you had a lot of money or a lot of love or a lot of health? What would you have to let go of? What would you have to change in your life? And are you really willing to do that? Are you really willing to go to that next step? It might mean going through something very life-changing. It might mean having to get rid of the parasites that are in your life, feeding off you. I'm talking about family members and friends. It's true. It might mean having to let go of what you call your love relationship, which really isn't. It's a karmic, in many cases, a karmic relationship, and it's one of feeding, and it's one of power plays. It might mean letting go of some things. And that's where oftentimes we hit that big bump in the road. You say, well, no, I want abundance, but I can't possibly get rid of these other things. What would these people do without me? Well, they go feed on somebody else, or you would feed on somebody else. So it really brings up that issue. You have a lot of abundance in your life. You might have an abundance of drama. You might have an abundance of boredom, but you have abundance. Now you have it. You see, I never had to give it to you. You already have it. What are you going to do with it? Are you going to continue playing the same games? Are you going to continue to tell me how you don't have money? Are you going to continue to use health issues or energy issues or any other issues in your life? Are you going to continue to say you have to take care of the kids, the family, the world, the dolphins, and everything else? Are you going to continue to come up with excuses, or will you envision or allow something better or different in your life? This is always where we come to in our dream state discussions slash arguments. We have long, long discussions about this, and I say the very same thing. I say, you have abundance. What are you going to do with it? Where do you want to direct it to? And then I get, well, I don't know. And then I leave, by the way. When I hear you say that, I walk out. I leave. I don't know, or let me think about it. No, you told me that about three lifetimes ago, and that's getting old now. Or you simply go into a state of confusion, that glassy look in your eye, and then I leave also. But I ask you right now, soul being to soul being, creator to creator, you have abundance. You've just been pretending like you didn't. You have an abundance of whatever. What are you going to do with it now? Are you willing to redirect it, rechannel it, bring in a different type of energy? Before you make any decisions on that, and I'm amusing myself watching all the energies racing and flowing around right now, you're a bit exasperated because there's a lot of stuff happening at a lot of different levels. Oh my gosh, I'm being put on the spot. Yeah, you asked for it. But let me tell you a short story from my upcoming book, Memoirs of a Master, the book that is not yet written, not even published, not even really thought about that much, but it's already here. You see, it's already done, and now I'm just letting it create itself. So let's have the... No commissions. I'm charging you double for the book. Let's get the house lights a little low as I tell this poignant story of the master and the student. We don't need music, but just a little dim lighting. And this actually is based on a true story, somewhat. The master was sitting by the beautiful lake on a warm and sunny day, fishing away. He loved fishing because this gave him a chance to be in nature and practice his natural abilities of abundance. It seems that the moment he threw the line in the water, a fish would bite, even though there wasn't any bait on the hook. And he would just reel that fish in, admire its beauty, and of course throw it back into the lake. It was almost effortless, but to the master, this was a great way of experiencing that it comes to you. The fish came to him. They were so attracted, he didn't even need to put a worm on the hook. As he was enjoying the peace and quiet of this beautiful day in nature, suddenly he heard the rustling in the bushes behind him, turned around to see one of his students, Richard, approaching him in desperation. Master took a deep breath. Here we go again, he thought to himself. It's Richard. Richard came up to the master and said, Master, Master, I am in a terrible state of being. In spite of all the classes I've taken, in spite of all the teaching and the studying, I find myself in worse condition than ever. I'm broke. I can't pay my bills. My car is in the shop, and I have not enough money to get it out. I'm behind on paying for my house, and there's a good chance that I'm going to lose it. I barely have enough money to eat. Master, Master, what can I do? Please, I'm desperate for your help. Tell me something, Master. Share something with me, Master. But I'm on the edge. I think, Master, I'm going to cross over the line. I don't want to live anymore. The master took a deep breath and laughed to himself, not out loud, of course, but laughed to himself because he had heard this so many times from Richard and others like Richard, the moment of desperation. And it had been a potentially an important moment because, well, moments like these were the times when humans seemed to make the greatest changes, or not. So the master said, Dear Richard, how much money do you need to resolve your problems? How much money is it that you need? And Richard took a deep breath and said, Master, Master, I only need $5,000. And the master, without showing any expression on his face, laughed to himself and he said, Stupid Richard, he should have asked for $50,000. But he's so desperate, so limited in his thoughts and even in his imagination that he asked only for $5,000. The master paused for a long time, intentionally, of course, playing out the whole drama that he was having with Richard and actually rather enjoying it because the master saw himself in Richard from about 5 lifetimes ago, desperate, still feeding off of other people, still, in spite of all the classes in the schools and everything else, still insisting that things were outside of him rather than within him. Finally, the master said, "Richard, I'll loan you the money. I'll give you the money, $5,000. And the master reached into his pocket, and even though he hadn't put any money into his pocket earlier that day, when he put his hand in, he suddenly found $5,000. Exactly what was needed. And that's the way it is with masters. Now, whether he actually put money in his pocket that morning, intuitively knowing Richard would come along or not, he had forgotten because it didn't matter. The money was there. Master didn't even know where he got the money. It was just there, and he didn't question it. So he handed the money to Richard, $100 at a time, counting it out. Richard's eyes were wide open. He couldn't believe that the master was actually giving him this money. He couldn't believe that now he could go and solve his problems, pay his bills, get his car fixed. Of course, he promised a lot of things to the master in this moment of desperation. "I'll pay you back, master, with interest." The master laughed to himself. Here goes Richard lying again. He said, "Oh, master, I'll never, ever forget what you've done for me." And the master laughed again. He said, "Yes, yes. And one of these days you'll either forget me or betray me, but it doesn't matter." The master finished handing Richard the money, and Richard ran with barely a real thanks, a genuine thanks, but ran off. The master went back to fishing, pulling in one fish after the other. "So easy it is," thought the master, "this whole thing of fishing. It's like life. It comes to you. You take what you need, you put the rest back, but you never limit yourself." 6 months later, the master was sitting at an outdoor cafe, once again enjoying the beautiful weather and having a triple shot caramel macchiato with 3 chocolate croissants. Because you see, a master doesn't diet. A master doesn't worry about all these things. That's for the limited humans who think that things are bad for them. The master could eat anything, whether it was fish or whether it was a caramel macchiato. It didn't matter. And the master could drink 5 of them, and it didn't matter, because his body was always responding to him. It didn't matter that there were a lot of calories or too much caffeine or what the scientist said about coffee or anything else. The master was in command of his body and his energy, so it responded appropriately to him. While sipping his wonderful drink on this beautiful sunny day, he happened to look up and notice Richard walking by. Richard looked a mess. His clothes were tattered. His hair was disheveled. He had a long, grungy beard by this time, worn-out sandals and dirty feet. The master thought to himself, this is not what a master should look like. And of course, Richard was not a master. The master called out and said, Richard, come over for a moment. Have a cup of coffee. Richard said, "But I don't have any money. I can't afford a cup." The master said, "Well, that's too bad. I guess you can watch me enjoy mine." Now, the master had once given him $5,000. One would think that the master could easily buy him a cup of coffee, even plain coffee. But the master was tired of playing the game now. The master said, "Richard, what happened? What happened to the money? What happened to your life?" "So, master, it was terrible. I took the money and I got my car out of the shop, but a week later I was in a terrible accident. Smashed my car. It was totaled." And he said, "On top of that," he said, I was at the store one night and thieves came in, robbers, and they took most of the rest of the money. And what little I had left, I had to give to a friend who was terribly desperate, so I have nothing left." And he said, "As a matter of fact, master, I'm more in debt than I ever was." Richard said, "Master, would it be possible? Please, I'll never, ever ask you again. I promise. And for another $5,000 today, I'll gladly repay you on Tuesday. know that someday. I'll gladly repay you in 6 months, the rest of all the money, with interest, of course, Master. And Master took a deep breath, said, no, no, Richard, I wanted to prove a point to you, and I did. And the point is that you're in a pattern, and you're not willing to get out, and that pattern is just enough. You're in that consciousness of just enough. And no matter if I had given you $10,000 or $50,000, I could have predicted that we would be meeting like this, that you would once again be broke, once again desperate, once again trying to feed off of me, once again lying to yourself. Once was enough, Richard. No more. And, as a matter of fact, Richard, not only do you owe me the $5,000 from before plus interest, but you owe me for all the classes that you've been coming to. And I don't want to see you again until you fully repay every penny. End of the story. That was funny. Memoirs of the Master, always a funny ending. But it's life. It's life like what so many of you have experienced, maybe still experiencing. You're in a pattern. And actually, I have this saying, and it's literally on the wall of one of the mystery schools. Give a victim $1 million. 2 years later, he'll be in debt $2 million because it's a pattern. It's feeding. It's lack of responsibility. It's an abundance of non-abundance. It's staying in the same energy. Always, always making excuses. Never taking a look at yourself in the mirror. Never saying, I am done with this old way. So many of you want to win the lottery. Thank God you haven't. Because you'd be twice as bad off in a year from now. You'd be coming to me more miserable than ever, wishing that you had never gotten that money because you're in a pattern of lack, a pattern of feeding, a pattern of not allowing yourself to have what you deserve. Abundance is a God-given right from the moment that Spirit gave you identity, yourself. You also had all the abundance and all the energy you ever needed. But so many get caught up in the victim energy, caught up in the game, caught up in why they can't do things, in limitations. So many are like Richard. Even if you had $1 million, you'd use it to destroy yourself. So what you do is you stay in a consciousness of just barely enough. You destroy yourself just a little bit at a time rather than all at once. You destroy your natural creator abilities with excuses, with delays and procrastinations. You destroy the joy of life that is your God-given right by holding back and limiting and then making excuses for it, blaming others, talking about conspiracies. Talking about the man, there is no man other than you or woman that's holding back nothing. I don't care what country you live in. I don't care what your opportunities were. I don't care if you come from a rich family or poor family, if you're smart or stupid. None of that matters. They're all excuses. There's only one thing that counts, whether you're ready to channel abundance into your life in a joyful way, in a fulfilling way, in a wealthy, gifted way? Or are you going to continue walking down that path of just barely enough with a lot of excuses? This is not a mental exercise. This is not from up here. You've tried it before. You've tried battling it and struggling it. You've tried to hypnotize yourself or use chants or all sorts of stupid gimmicks to bring abundance into your life, and they don't work, especially when you're in patterns, when you're like Richard, when you would receive something and then literally direct energy right back into your old patterns. It's actually a bit of a curse in a way. When you do receive something, what do? You use it as energy to continue destroying the joy of life. You get a little bit of money, and what do? It slips right out of your hands. Or you spend it on really abusing yourself. Or you give it to other people thinking that you're not worthy. You let it slip right out of your life back into the pattern. Thank God that you haven't won the lottery. We'd have a whole different, nasty, ugly energy sitting here. Thank yourself, at least, for not receiving the wealth before you were really ready for it. And I come back to the question, are you really ready? It's going to change your life. It's going to change your relationships. It's going to change your perceptions, everything. Are you really ready for true abundance? Because if you are, it will be there, just like the fish coming to the master. It's that easy. There's no gimmicks. There's no secrets in this. There's no waving of wands. There's no magic formulas in abundance. It's realizing that energy is everywhere. There's no limit on it. It's realizing that you're already abundant, but in odd and sometimes perverse ways. Even an abundance of just barely enough. And now the question comes back to you for the third time. Are you really ready for abundance? You say you are. You dream of money, but are you going to be like Richard? Are you going to be the one who's given $1 million and 2 years later is in debt $2 million? Are you ready for the joy of life? Would seem like an obvious question, but after so many lifetimes of patterns, after so much abusing of yourself, after so much limitation, I wonder. I said when we began, only a small percent of you who are watching or listening are really going to open up and to gift yourself. The rest of you are still struggling with your issues, wondering if you're worthy. Thinking that, no. Adamus, you must have missed the mark here because you were supposed to give us a formula. You were supposed to give us something magical. I'll tell you something to validate my point. That a very small percent of you will actually rise to abundance, wealth. I talked about the crystal caves last year. There are 21 crystal caves on this planet filled with crystals and their energies. They're real. They're literal. They're under the earth. It's not for you to go there and take the crystals and put them in your pocket, but it's for you to go there and feel into that energy of massive abundance, unlimited abundance, channeled where you want it to go in your life. A few of you visited. It was very strange. I thought there would be thousands or more coming to these crystal caves. Most of you just thought about it. Most of you never took 5 minutes to sit down, to call me, to say, let's go. I'm ready, Adamus, to visit the crystal caves, to feel that energy of abundance, to feel just the awesomeness of energy, the likes of which you've never felt in your lifetime on this planet. I took but a few. And out of those few that actually went with me, that actually went into the caves and felt that energy, only a few of those few were actually ready to bring it into their lives. The rest of you thought about it. The rest of you thought, oh, crystal caves, okay, where's my check in the mail? That's not a commitment. That's not a change of your old patterns. That's the same old thing. And I wasn't going to drag you there without you making the choice that you were ready. The crystal caves are still there. It's not just a metaphor. They're very real. The energies are very real. They'll help get you anything you choose. But the question is, once again, are you ready? I will not tolerate in my classes those who are still in just enough consciousness. In other words, I just want enough to pay my bills and get by. It doesn't work anymore for a master. Will not tolerate it. I don't want somebody asking to go to the crystal cave so they can have just more, just enough. It's either all or nothing. There's not part way in wealth. You understand? There's not a little bit of wealth. It's all or nothing. There's abundance, there's energy, or there's continuing to live in just enough consciousness. Where we are going as masters in the new energy, as examples for others, as ones who create in ease and grace, there's no room for just enough or just a little more. You're just Richards at that point. You're just going to use it. You're just going to bring more energy into the very misery of your life that you've had up to now. Given more energy, without a shift of consciousness, given more energy, you're just going to have more desperation, more illness, more problems, more dramas, more traffic jams, more junk. So we come to the moment of truth here in the Abundance Clinic. If you're not willing to go forth, please get out. Turn off that internet of yours. Walk out of the door here. Or let's get on with it. Let's take a good deep breath as we go into our mihrab. With a little bit of music in the background. Mihrab is a time of changing consciousness, shifting consciousness, in this case, out of limitation, out of lack, into grand abundance, channeled into health for your body, channeled into wisdom, channeled into knowingness, channeled into more money, of course, a nice house, a good car, many cars, without guilt, without shame. It's time. You deserve it. It's time, all of you. Now, I caution you one more time, from the heart of my very being, I caution you, do not go any further with this right now unless you are fully committed. Otherwise, it's going to tear you apart. Having more energy come into your life, directed at the same old crap, same old consciousness, is going to tear you apart. It's going to hurt. You'll make Richard look like an angel. This is only if you're ready. Take a good deep breath. In this mihrab of abundance, you allow, without forcing, you allow a shift in consciousness into abundance. Abundance that serves you well. Energy that serves you well. No longer in lack. No longer with your excuses. No longer with any limitations. In this mihrab of consciousness, the shift comes in and takes away any old vows you had about poverty. It washes away any old beliefs that you had about money or having more than other people. It washes away any old beliefs about the need to suffer or to work hard. In this mihrab, the consciousness shifts and changes the old perceptions about how money is acquired. required. Shifts away thoughts that you had to be smart or understand finances. That's not true. This mihrab washes away eons and lifetimes of old beliefs, old hypnotic overlays. It washes away the things that have limited you from enjoying life. These things were not really yours. These things didn't belong to you. Now in this mihrab, without any force, without any thinking, you allow these things to be cleansed from your being, released back to pure states of energy, so that they can serve you in wealth, in well-being. In this mihrab, there's no thinking in terms of trying to think about abundance. You just receive it. It's not from God. It's not from me. It's inherent in your soul. It is yours. It always has been. You see, abundance comes from the passion of the soul. Your soul, your consciousness, not your thoughts or your mind, but your soul, your consciousness, has such passion to exist. One could say that true abundance begins with the realization of the I exist. Clear away all the thoughts, all the commotion in the mind. You come back to the very simple, simple passion, I exist. It's the original passion. The passion when you left home and realized that you exist. The miracle. The first awareness, I exist. I am. I am that I am. I exist. This is not a thought. This is a deep passion. This is an awareness, a realization. I exist. Praise be. I exist. Nothing else matters. I exist not because of anything or anyone else. I exist as a sovereign being. I'm beholden to no one, to no thing. I exist. It's the song of the soul. Song that the soul has sung for ages, waiting for you, the human, to hear it. I exist. I exist. This is the passion, my friends. It's not a thought, a belief, a mantra. It is a deep passion. It's the keiko, the passion, the flame within. I exist. It's the awakening and the reawakening. I exist. In this moment of realization, into feeling from the soul, I exist. This ignites, brings forth all of the energies, your energies. Energies that might have been dormant for a long time. Energies that are interdimensional, not just based here on Earth. Energies that are cosmic, sacred, pure. They're yours. They wake up. They activate. With the passion of the I exist. I'm alive. I exist. The energies wake up. I say it's time. Let's line up. For this soul, for this human, let's line up and go to work. Dear human, dear soul, here we are. What do you want us to do for you? How can we serve you? Where are your energies? We're here. How can we serve you now? You take a deep breath. And you command the energies. Yes, command. You command the energies. Serve me abundantly. Serve me in grace. Serve me in ease and in joy. Serve me, energies. I command you now. And then you get out of your way. You let it happen. Just as the master let the fish come to his line, you let those energies come to you without thinking, without manipulating, without any ifs, ands, or buts, without wondering when or why or how or if. You just let them. You assume. You know. You feel. Forget about your bank account, your rent. Forget about your bills. Forget about all of those things. Stop worrying about them. You've commanded the energies, and they serve you. I don't care if you're the most despicable human on earth. I don't care about your past. I don't care what you've done. Because if you're so bold to be in this moment and to feel the passion of the I exist, if you are so bold as to shine your light once again, your past makes no difference at all. Step out of your way. You let those energies serve you. In joy, in ease, in grace. Let it flow into your life. A life filled with as much ease as the master. A life that is not constructed around thinking, planning, efforting. But a life that is channeled in the highest of energies, the clearest of energies. The wealthiest and the richest of energies. I exist. Therefore, energy serves me. I exist. Therefore, I am worthy. I exist. Therefore, there is no effort. I exist. Far beyond that life of just barely enough. I am that I am. And then you shut up. You get out of your way. You don't think about it anymore. You walk happily down that road of life. smelling the air, feeling into nature, and wondering about what you want to create next, knowing that it's going to happen. The moment you decide to create it, well, actually, you already created it a long time ago, and now it just comes into your life. Give a master $1 million. He'll turn it into a billion, and then another billion, and another billion. All of this is natural, my dear friends. This is a natural way of things. Limitation, lack, these are unnatural. Let's get back to natural state, the way things were always meant to be. Let's get out of the illusion. Let's get out of the limitation. Come back to a life of wealth and joy. Take a good deep breath. Linda will do a little breathing with you, gentle breathing for a few minutes. And me, Adamus, I'm going to go back fishing. With that, I am that I am, the master.
So please, as Adamus requested, let's just stay for a few moments longer. Stay with the flow of the breath. Stay with the flow of energy. Just keep breathing for you deeply and in a way that supports you, your breath, your life. Each of us breathing abundantly clear. Breathe and integrate. Integrate these feelings within you. Breathe and integrate your own knowingness. Stay with the flow. The breath in, the breath out. Life. Breathing life. Breathe the mastery that each of us possess. Breathe. Feeling, how do you want to get there? It's our choice. It's our choice. Breathe. Breathe, staying with the feeling. Breathing, the allowing. Breathing, the energy of abundance. Breathe this experience that each one of us created here in this abundance clinic with Adamus. If you chose to stay, if each of us that chose to stay, it's up to us now to stay with it, to breathe with it, to flow with it, to live with it.